You're back with Fine Times Tonight on WSTW. Bob Bowersox with you. And with me are Bad Sneakers standing around the microphone on the other side of the board here.
Yo.
That's Mark. Neil is next.
Hi, it's Shane.
I'm Dale.
And welcome to Fine Times Tonight. I wanted to start out tonight a little bit by talking to you a little bit about your recording history. You started out with a little single called Angeline, right? How long ago was that?
5 years. That was released in the winter of 79.
Yeah.
And when Bad Sneakers was a three-piece.
Three-piece?
Yeah.
You went from three to five?
Yeah, now to four.
Went to four.
That's progress.
Right. How about Sneak Attack, which was the last album you did, and we were talking earlier, it was a phenomenal success in terms of, I understand you sold it out, but you also won every music poll in this area 2 years running with the same album. Did you expect it to be that successful?
Well, we paid a lot of people a lot of money for that. And
mostly we were just too busy working on the record to think about what kind of a success it was going to be.
Well, yeah. It was nice to have people realize that we had the originals to do. You know, you get thought of as a cover band that does some originals, and then when you actually come out with an album, it kind of opens people's eyes to what more that you have to offer. And it certainly did that for us.
Yeah. It was back in a time, too, when not too much local stuff was being done in terms of albums. I know Sin City had an album out.
Right.
Johnny Neal.
I know. Hopefully we won't get lost in the shuffle this time, you know, with all the other great albums coming out of this area. But our next album's great, so it shouldn't be any problem.
Let's talk about that. Beat the Meter, it's called, right?
Right.
And
it doesn't mean anything, Bob.
So don't bother.
Don't ask. People are going to say.
These guys will not tell me what beat to meter
what
means.
What does it mean?
It's just three words that fit together real nice.
We like the way it sounds.
And they fit across the front of the album.
And right, if it means anything to you, well, that's gravy.
It just means when you listen to this album, crank up your stereo as loud as you can. That's
beat it to death, right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's our interpretation of an ancient occult philosophy, but that's a little too boring to get into right now.
Neither here nor there.
Are there noticeable differences between Sneak Attack, which I think I've played just about every cut on the album here on Fine Times Tonight, so people are familiar with it. Are there a lot of differences with Beat the Meter? Did you change direction? And
well, we used technology as much as we could. We bought a lot of new equipment to try to make a better sounding record, and we used that. Plus, we learned everything we learned from making the last album.
Right.
Okay, I think the main difference is there are four people playing on it instead of five.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done away with a lot of musical fatness. You know, we don't have dual guitar leads as much as we did. We don't have any at all. In fact, we have very few solos. A lot of emphasis on songwriting and textures.
And a lot of didn't you bring synthesizers into the band? I remember Shane, you were saying that you wanted to use them, but not extensively.
Well, you know, one person's extensive use of a synthesizer is another man's, you know, barely getting used. You know, it's you mention a term like a synthesizer, and some people think a Devo, and some people think, you know, I mean, Journey uses synthesizers. I mean, it's one of those catchwords. We do use synthesizers, and yes, we did use some new equipment we didn't have for the first album, but it's nothing that, like, you know, somebody's grandmother died and blessed us a fortune and we went out, and that's why the record sounds different. It's more of, we learned a lot from making Sneak Attack.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also learned a lot just playing together. It's been almost 2 years since then, so naturally all that's gone into the making of the record, the new experiences. And plus what Dale said, there's four of us now, and we've just put more emphasis on the meat of the songs. You know, the longer you play together, the more you find out what's the strongest thing about your sound, what's the best thing each person does in the band, and how you can best bring it out. And I think that's what is making this album sound stronger. I think at the core of it, I think a lot of the songwriting is along the same plane as we were on with Sneak Attack.
I was going to ask you that.
It's gotten stronger. It's just evolved, and it's gotten stronger because of that.
We used synthesizers, sure. We used a lot of other things. We used cardboard tubes.
That's true.
Okay. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You can figure it out for yourself. But there is a cardboard tube prominently featured, and it's on the second side. I'll tell you that much.
All right.
We have
a lot of things. A door.
We have police radios. I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of little goodies in there.
This is Bad Sneakers' Sergeant Pepper.
A little presumptuous.
We couldn't get the rooster to crow on cue. That was the only problem.
Well, let's hear it then. We're going to hear side one of Beat the Meter. And this is not the side with the cardboard tubes. We'll get into that a little later. On side one, got five songs for you. Caught in the Act, Ground Zero, Man Overboard, Blue Light, and Down to It. And let's get down to it. Bad Sneakers, brand new album, Beat the Meter.